Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, the champ is here. The champ is here. Now, think about how fascinated we are in our society with champions. If a person is popular with the people, we call that person the people's champion. And obviously, if you're familiar with the breakfast cereal Wheaties, it's called the breakfast of champions. And if someone does something very well, we typically reward or congratulate them by saying, "You did that like a champ." We are all fascinated with champions in every aspect, but did you ever stop and realize that you are also a champion? When was the last time you looked in the mirror and called yourself a champion? Because God sees us as champions every day. In fact, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 2:14 that God always causes us to triumph in Christ. Then we discover in Romans 8:37 that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are spiritual champions. We should excel and thrive in absolutely everything we do. There are a few key components that outline why we are champions in Christ and what makes us champions in Christ and how to become better as a champ in Christ. It's found in our CHAMP acronym. We may not get to all of them today, but I definitely want to outline the first few. That C reminds us that champions are constant. Notice, I didn't say consistent. I said constant. See, when you're consistent, it means you're doing something regularly or frequently, periodically, as it were. When you're constant, it means that we're doing something all the time. You know, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, that we should pray without ceasing. Then we discover in Philippians 4:4 that we should rejoice in the Lord always. You see that constancy? Yes, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:58 that we should be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. I remember growing up, I had a friend. We called him Big C. Big C could play basketball very well. And everywhere he went, he had a basketball in his hand. In fact, you could hear him coming down the street because he'd be dribbling the ball on the asphalt. And no matter, and if you talk to Big C, he talked basketball. He thought basketball. He was constantly consumed with basketball. And it's no surprise that he played professional basketball overseas for more than 10 years because he was constant with it. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, we should be in the constant mode of praying and rejoicing and studying the Word of God, constantly looking for someone to help, constantly looking for others to encourage, constantly looking for information and leadership from the Holy Spirit. We have to be constant in order to be champions. That H in our CHAMP acronym reminds us of the importance of becoming holistic. Now, holistic is simply the process of focusing on every single part that makes up a whole. You see, in this Christian life, there are many things that make up who we are. It's not only the love that God has placed on the inside of us. It's the ability to forgive. It's the ability to pray and to study and all those things. We have a lot of different areas that make up our Christian life. Well, we have to focus on all of them. Remember, Philippians 4:8 said that, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, lovely, pure, and whatever things are of good report, we have to think on these things." Look at all the different components. Then we discover in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. See, God wants us to be completely holistic. I can remember when I used to watch basketball quite a bit. They had a big player named Shaquille O'Neal. Everybody called him Shaq. and Shaq could score points. He could rebound. He could block shots. He could play defense and offense, but Shaq could not shoot free throws. And when the game was on the line, the opponents would always exploit that weakness by fouling him intentionally and putting him on the line. And he lost some games for the team because he wasn't good at free throws. Well, in this Christian life, God doesn't want us to be great at forgiveness and bad in prosperity. He does not want us to be good in one area and deficient in another. He doesn't want us to be able to excel in one part of our life and struggle in another. The same faith that it takes to save us is the same faith that also heals us. It's the same faith that also strengthens us. It's the same faith that also allows us to excel in everything that we do. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are holistic as champions in Christ. When was the last time you focused on all the things that God is asking us? Remember in 2 Peter 1:5, he said and we have to add to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and the list goes on and on. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to review those scriptures, and then later on it says, if we do those things, we will never fall. In other words, we won't have a chink in our armor. We won't have something that's not good that we could that anybody can exploit. No, my friends, we'll be solid in every area. That's what growing in Christ is all about. That A in our CHAMP acronym simply reminds us that champions are abnormal. Now, I don't mean that they're deformed or disabled. I don't mean that when I say abnormal. On the contrary, I mean that we are supernatural. Do you recognize, my friends, that you're abnormal in Christ? That you're not like everybody else for a reason. God told you that we are a royal priesthood and a holy nation and a peculiar people. We're different. He said that in 1 Peter 2:9. We're different from everyone, and we should embrace our abnormality because it is the element that opens doors for us. Let me tell you how we're abnormal. The Holy Spirit of God, the same Spirit that raised Jesus up from the dead, dwells on the inside of us. Let me tell you how we're abnormal. We're abnormal because when we pray, God can answer and will answer our prayers. We're abnormal because we see the end at the beginning. We start shouting about something before we've ever seen the manifestation because we are abnormal. Let me tell you, my friends and neighbors, yes, we're abnormal because we pray for those that despitefully use us and persecute us. We're abnormal because we know how to forgive somebody, not just because they forgave us, but because Christ is on the inside of us. Don't you recognize, my friends, that we've got to embrace our abnormality? If you see a professional basketball player at the airport, that man probably stands 6'11". One of his feet is probably the size of two of ours. His hands are twice as big as ours. He's abnormal. Well, everywhere we go, we are larger than life. Why? Because we've got angels that are watching over us, that are surrounding us in everything that we do. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to embrace your abnormality. God didn't make us like everybody else. We are unique and peculiar. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And yes, my friends, we're champions. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families. And embrace the new and improving you.